Well, good morning and thank you, sir. Along with President Trump, your leadership and vision is once again realized today as we announce these four awards for Oklahoma and Kansas residents with a total of $71 million to build over 800 miles of fiber to the premises for 4,200 households. All four projects are located in Oklahoma and one also serves Kansas. These projects include service to the Osage, Pawnee, and Cherokee nations. These services are ideally suited for the Reconnect program as providers deliver new opportunities for precision agriculture, distance learning, telemedicine, advanced manufacturing, and opening new markets for small businesses. The first award is to Canokla Scheidler LLC with a 50% loan, 50% grant combination of $15 million in loan and $15 million in grant. The total project cost of $30 million will be used to construct 251 miles of fiber to the premises in Osage County, Oklahoma, to serve 867 households. The second award is to Tota Communications, who is awarded a 50% loan, 50% grant combination as well, with $18.9 million in loan and $18.9 million in grant. Total project cost of almost $38 million will be used to construct 621 miles of fiber to the premises in both Kansas and Oklahoma to serve 3,210 households. Building modern infrastructure in historic areas ensures that every tribal member has the opportunity that technology delivers while respecting the area's heritage and preserving the past. I apologize for the interruption. The third award today is to Cross Cable Television LLC, who has awarded a 100% grant of $2.2 million. And when matched with their cash contribution of $748,000, they will construct 30 miles of fiber to the premises in LaFleur and McIntosh counties, Oklahoma, to serve 94 households. And then the final award today is to Carnegie Telephone Company. They're receiving a 100% loan of $1.2 million to construct 15 miles of fiber to the premises for the town of Carnegie in Kiowa County to serve 88 households. And again, these projects bring new opportunities to rebuild our nation's infrastructure and renew our economic growth in rural America. I'd like to turn it back to you now, sir, in appreciation for all the efforts that you've done in leadership. Thank you.
Now I want to bring these companies together to talk about their projects, and let's hear from them. We're going to begin with Jill Keeney, the CEO of Canokla Scheidler. So Jill, please welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Canokla Scheidler is in your pink, lighter pink areas there. We're looking forward to bringing fiber to those communities of Scheidler, Webb City, Granola, Foraker, and Winona. We specialize in rural and we specialize in fiber since we're a longtime provider out here and we live and work out here. And we know the expense of connecting all of these rural populations with very low density. But these beautiful Flint Hills areas are full of cattle ranches and oil fields, along with families, teachers, and students that have been needing high-speed connection for a while. We currently serve to the just west adjacent of these territories in Kansas and Oklahoma, which is where the Canokla name comes from. So we have four counties in Kansas and six in Oklahoma that we serve with a fiber connection. We just purchased this area in the light pink, and we knew immediately that we wanted to bring fiber connections to our new members in this Northwest Rural Osage County project. We have limited speeds of 6.1 out there, and the light of the pandemic has really shown the limitations of that capacity. And so we're anxious to get started. We truly believe rural America is a beautiful and cool place to live. And if you can imagine these wide open spaces with fiber buried under the ground, it's going to lift everyone up in those regions and really bring equity to the whole area, you know, with that access to jobs, education, and healthcare, like you mentioned. We have a strong cooperative spirit, which means we serve all members and with essential communications technology. And in today's age, that essential communication is high-speed internet. So I just wanted to thank USDA for partnering with us to bring this lifeblood technology to the residents of Osage County.
Well, thank you, Jill, and you're exactly right. These can be really life-changing type of access here, almost like the electrification that you talked about coming to the country. So it's not a luxury anymore. We've seen the pandemic has showed us the necessity of this connectivity. Next, we're going to go to Mark Gailey, the president of Total Communication, that you have on the screen as well. Mike?
Thank you, sir. Mark Gailey with Total Communications. Our company originally started in 1954 when my grandparents purchased the Oshelita Telephone Company. And through the years, we've always progressed to the next level of technology, starting out with a switchboard and a cord board. My grandmother and my father ran for a number of years. My father came back to be president and general manager of this company in 1968 and held that title until 1998. I came back in 1996 as general manager and became president and general manager in 98. Like I said, we continue to make the natural progression in communications, and broadband is that natural progression. We've been partners with RUS since the 60s when we first took an REA loan. And with the exception of a few years, we've always had a loan with REA RUS. In fact, today we are sitting on a previous loan from the previous stimulus package under the previous administration, which was also a loan grant, which is what made us apply for this loan grant, because we felt that was very successful. As you can see on the map, we serve 6 counties, and we actually butt up against Canopus Scheidler Properties. We've worked together in some things over the years with Canopus Scheidler and have had success in a lot of the things that we have done. This pandemic has highlighted the necessity and need for reliable broadband service. We have actually been taking more and more service orders to connect folks. We today are a VDSL company for our broadband, which is limited in the length that you can get services out. We do have some fiber to the home already in place. We are, through our own funds, placing fiber to the home in the areas that are outside of this loan grant, because we felt the need to get started, because we knew we were going to have to contribute some of our own funding. Our rurality in our service area is roughly 2 subscribers per mile. So you can see that that's quite a distance. And we deal with, just like Scheidler, Canopus Scheidler does, limestone when we bury it. We deal with sandstone rock, which actually can sometimes be harder to place cable in the ground. We've looked at the idea of placing cable in the air, and anybody that knows Oklahoma knows that straight winds of 60-70 miles an hour, or even tornadoes, and sometimes the straight winds are worse than the tornadoes because they're not specific to one spot, it tears it down. And critters like to get into it when it's in the air as well. So we made the conscious decision to put it in the ground to save on the maintenance in the future. It is a little bit more expensive up front, but we think that it's a good use of the funds to place it in the ground and to connect all of these folks that need connected and are desiring connection. And we're seeing, I think what we're going to see is a new trend from this pandemic. While a lot of folks went home grudgingly to work from home or study from home, I think we're going to see folks decide, you know, this wasn't too bad, and they're going to want to stay at home. Maybe not necessarily high school students, but college students and workers are going to want to stay there if they're able to, if their company allows them to. So I think we're going to see it sustained. I think it's going to continue to drive the need for more reliable networks, and I believe fiber is the way to go.
Well, thank you very much. I know you both will do a great job there in Oklahoma and Kansas and serving those citizens. Next, we're going to move to David Wright, the general manager of CrossCable there. And David, welcome, and tell us about your project.
Thank you, and we appreciate the opportunity not only to take part in this, but to also serve some additional communities. Our project is very challenging, to say the least. If we go by the statistics, we're sitting in an area where the average customer is about 3 customers per square mile. We do have the benefit of living on or near the Kaimishi mountain range. And so it's a very rocky, in many ways, mountainous terrain, much like Mark had indicated. We have some challenges when it comes to ice, wind, tornadoes. And so we choose to bury as much of the facilities as we can. And that does at times drive up the cost. So we're very appreciative for the opportunity to build this with a grant. The project in whole, we feel, is going to be really beneficial to creating and stimulating economic opportunities for three small rural communities. These communities have no internet access that we can determine it at all. We cover roughly a 900, well, actually it's a little more than that if you count the CLEC. So Cross Cable is actually owned by a independent telephone company. It's been around since 1911. So we've been in this business for about 100 years. Early 2000, or actually, I'm sorry, 2010, we took a RUS loan and started expanding our service area. We cover now somewhere around a geographic area of about 1,500 square miles. And this grant is going to allow us to extend beyond that and reach some of these other more rural communities. As with the pandemic, you know, we've always felt technology is the equalizer, and certainly the internet has now become the vehicle for creating these opportunities for these rural programs, and we're excited to be a part of it.
We're excited for you to be a part as well. Thank you, David. And now we'll conclude with James Powers with Carnegie Communications. James.
Thank you, sir. And I'm once again like to thank everyone for being here today, and thank you for this opportunity to speak to everyone. I think, as everyone has alluded to, the new normal we all live in with the pandemic has, you know, maybe made some new realities available to rural America. And I think Carnegie Telephone Company stands ready to help our communities solve those challenges. This 1.27 award by the RUS is small in respect to the entire program, but it will make a huge impact on the town of Mountain View. This is a town of 795 people, and they'll feel a shot in the arm with the capability of getting a gigabit service. Promotes the local school and local businesses in this town. Mountain View is located in southwest Oklahoma in Kiowa County, which has a population of a little over 9,000. Mountain View has the opportunity to become one of the most vibrant communities there, and broadband is a key factor, which will enhance the community and provide a foundation and serve as a lifeline for its future. Carnegie Telephone Company has been around for over 100 years. We're proud to be an RUS borrower, and we've continued to use RUS programs over many years to help support the development of communications in our rural communities. We're a family-owned company of 15 employees. We live in the communities we serve, and we're committed to bringing the best internet possible to the people of Western Oklahoma. We've experienced the firsthand benefits of fiber here in Carnegie, where I'm speaking from today and where I live. We built a fiber to the home project here 6 to 7 years ago, reaching almost 1,000 people. And now we want to bring that gigabit experience to the town of Mountain View, which is a neighboring town 10 miles to our west. We're excited to be doing this and excited for the Mountain View community. These are people that ask us all the time, when are you coming to our community? And we're glad to finally say, yes, we are on the way. And the residents there are very excited. They're our friends and our neighbors in a neighboring community and a neighboring county. And we're glad to be able to serve them. Thank you to the RUS and USDA for this opportunity.
Well, thank you very much, David. And I look forward to coming and visiting and see those mountains of Oklahoma. I don't know that I realize about mountains in Oklahoma, but we want to come see that. But congratulations to each of you. Congressman Luchas, thank you for joining us. And for our two secretaries, both thank you. And it's a great day for Oklahoma and Kansas. And Chad, we look forward to more of these being announced very soon. Thank you all. Have a great day.
Thank you.